This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The future of a boarded-up property on Liverpool's Main Street is in doubt after Region of Queens councillors denied a request to turn it into apartments. Councillors voted Tuesday not to change the municipal land use bylaw to allow developer Eric Fry to build up to 16 apartments at 194 Main Street, known locally as the Old Stedman's Building. The municipal planning strategy allows residential development downtown only in buildings with a primary commercial use. Fry's proposal was to transform the whole building into living space. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton told QCCR on Tuesday that even though councillors voted 5-2 against a bylaw change, she hopes Fry continues with some apartments in the space.
It would be unfortunate to not see anything happen there, but I think our community and our council members have made it very clear that they want there to be a downtown core commercial presence, and that is our main street. And there is allowance now for residential units to go in there to still allow for some housing, so there is flexibility there. I do certainly hope that the developer will continue with this project in the revised way that it reads in our bylaws now, but certainly if he chooses not to, that's certainly up to him.
Fry is the president of SDL Investments Limited. He said he wanted to wait to comment until he got a better sense of what the decision means. Fry bought the building in January for $235,000. In February, he applied to the region for a bylaw amendment to allow a residential-only development with indoor parking. Workers have been cleaning up the building's interior and fixing damage since early spring. The region hired consultants Upland Planning from Halifax to hold two public engagement sessions and an online survey on the potential bylaw change. 30 people responded to the survey, and only 7 attended the information sessions at Queen's Place AmeriCenter. 18 of the survey respondents said they were supportive of removing the commercial requirement from the bylaw, but local business owners told consultants that they were worried about how it could potentially erode the downtown commercial zone. The region's Planning Advisory Committee met on Monday to discuss the consultant's report. They recommended sticking with the status quo and keeping the bylaw unchanged. District 5 Councillor Jack Fancy voted against the motion to maintain the status quo. He said the building needs a lot of work and he's worried Fry might sell it.
I look at the building itself, it's almost in disrepair. I don't even know how someone could even tackle that to be able to make it into something more. And in order to someone to make it into something more, it's going to take a lot of money. So then in order to make it so it's profitable, it then has to be a lot of money coming back. That's the whole idea. You don't put money into something that you're not going to get your money back out of.
Fry also owns a 3-story apartment complex on the Mersey River called The Falls in Milton. That's geared toward people 55 and over. His plan for 194 Main Street was to target a more mixed demographic with apartments on 2 levels and a parking entrance at the back of the building on Water Street. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.